קבל השם חזק וימץ לי בך וימץ לי בך וקבל השם קבל השם חזק וימץ לי בך חזק ויאמץ לי בך וקבל השם קבל השם
בוקר טוב חברים. רגעים ממש מרגשים. עברנו תקופה מדהימה.
Guys, it's exciting days. Days of preparation, days of the Congress, days of connection. We danced, we drank, we...
כל הנצצות...
We felt all the sparks connecting. There were tons of revelation, of great connection. Now we're reaching that moment of perfection. We learned about the Creator being the good that does good. We understood it good in our minds. We kept getting gifts. And we felt the Creator. Now we have a great opportunity to enter this lesson with that perfection we learned about, but with a great deficiency. A deficiency to reveal, to feel this connection, to feel the Creator that is the good that does good. Not only in words, but in our hearts, in the friends, to connect. To invite the light that reforms, that will do the work for us. We'll take this with us throughout the day, and make this day the day of light, a day of love, of happiness. We'll take this with us from day to day towards the perfection. Together, friends.
Good morning, World Kli.
Boker tov, Kli Olami.
So the very first thing I heard while sitting down this morning was that there's something different about this place. At least it's not the place that's different, everything looks the same.
לפחות המקום לא שונה, הכל נראה אותו דבר.
Yet something is very, very different.
אבל יש עדיין משהו שמאוד מאוד שונה.
I think the difference is within our inner preparation.
כנראה שהשוני הוא בהכנה הפנימית שלנו.
We no longer come to a lesson expecting to receive.
אנחנו כבר לא מגיעים לשיעור במחשבה לקבל.
But we come to a lesson expecting to give.
אנחנו באים לשיעור בציפייה לתת.
To give our preparation.
לתת את ההכנה שלנו.
To give our heart towards friends.
לתת את הלב שלנו כלפי החברים.
I think this is our first engagement into the actual study of Kabbalah.
אני חושב שזה המגע הראשון שלנו עם לימוד חוכמת הקבלה.
We are growing up.
אנחנו גדלים.
Finally.
סוף סוף.
Starting to act as true students of Rabash and Baal HaSulam.
מתחילים להתנהג כתלמידים אמיתיים של רבש בעל הסולם.
לחיים friends.
לחיים חברים.
מתוך מאמר רבש, כל התורה היא שם אחד קדוש.
רבש article, the whole Torah is one holy name. We must always consider the goal, which is to do good to his creations. If the evil inclination comes to a person and asks him all of Pharaoh's questions, he should not reply with less excuses, with lame excuses, but say, now with your questions I can begin with the work to bestow. This means that we should not say about the questions of the evil inclination that it came to us in order to lower us from our degree. On the contrary, now it is given to us a place to work, by which we will ascend on the degrees of wholeness. That is, any overcoming in the world is called walking in the work of the Creator. Since each penny joins into a great amount, that is, all the times we overcome accumulate to a certain measure required to become a kli for the reception of the abundance. Question for a workshop. Advise each other how to take advantage of every situation that we will receive in order to advance towards completing the next degree. Again, advise each other how to take advantage of every situation that we receive in order to advance towards completing the next degree.
Just to take advantage of every state for progress. Place that as a goal and see how everything advances us.
The work doesn't change. It's always straight, constant. We have to discover all of reality as none else besides them, and we do that through the friends. Through that we reach the love of the quality of bestowal, and then the love of the Creator Himself, and that's our work.
How Rav said yesterday, this is the life we chose, we have a goal. Now we have to work with what you're given. If you're given something on the left, great, then step on it from the left. If it's on the right, then on the right. In the end, the overcoming is always in integration with the group. Deeper and deeper with your help. Otherwise, it's impossible. And the common prayer, all the rest is just the style of the adventure we have to go through together, but it's together.
Our work is in none else besides them in connection. And there's something we need to hold on to constantly all day, connected to a spiritual goal, that every action comes from Him. It comes from Him in order to have an extra connection with the Ten. We see suddenly how all the friends, they have all these new disturbances they didn't have before, which is a result from the convention, and a new degree that you have to work with and advance with.
As friends said before, the work is the same work. We have to get used to doing the same actions and relating everything to the Creator above every state. It doesn't change. This is what Kabbalists teach us, and we're already experienced and used to that, and patience is needed.
It depends on as much as during the lesson we make a preparation for the day. To the extent that we invest in our morning lesson, in the connection between us, that continues with thoughts in a correct way to receive the states throughout the day.
בזה שדווקא נתקלל בזה שאנחנו יושבים ביחד.
That we will integrate with each other by sitting together, having the opportunity to feel each other, get closer, and then during the day to recycle and deepen that feeling.
and invest ourselves in a connection between us and demand the light, and then every state will be for advancing.
There's actually nothing new, but in the recent period I heard Rav talking about the person's presence in morning lesson as a critical condition. It's an obvious condition. There's nothing, no special emphasis here, but the fact that it's being emphasized over and over as the source of change in a person, I think it's very powerful. Also, recently in our collective kli, it feels that way, and I hope it'll show its results.
I recommend to see everything as this interesting simulation that you given a picture in such a room, you can play with it from this angle, that angle. Look at things in a like a less personal way, if you can say it. Not what it does to me or happened to me, but like this picture is given and I'm working in it. And there's a part in me that is a bit more active, let's say the beastly part, and I have to work above it and go here and advance there and sort out and aim my desire. I'm looking at it more as like a game.
There's so much to do. There's one desire that is leading creation and comes before everything else. I think with every strength possible, we have to try to first aim ourselves to serve Him, do what He wants, and remember that He comes before everything else, and only then us. And also our connection is only to serve Him. And try to adhere to that thought as much as possible, to that direction. This is one of the things we can do.
Rav gave great importance yesterday to the morning lesson. That is the foundation we have to hold on to. That everything starts and ends there. And it's something that we as a 10 also have to make sure it happens in, with every friend in that 10. And from there, get the forces to hold on to none else besides them throughout the day and the connection.
So think of the friends, that all the friends who are here and in the tens all over the world will be in the lesson daily. If we have this power of thousands of people connected to the lesson daily, it'll be a great power and push us forward.
And that push forward is expressed by the ability to implement Rav's advice throughout the day. For example, the whole inner connection with the Creator, to give gratitude, to demand for the friends, for the connection, for the correction. It's a work that has to constantly be inside us throughout the day.
We can get this feeling and desire only if we sit in the lesson and integrate with the friends and receive that thought from them, that desire.